This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Raymond C. Keller, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, middle initial C-K-E-L-L-E-R, date of birth 05-23-1947, date of appointment 3-18-2024, requesting physician Jonathan Waldman, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-W-A-L-D-M-A-N. Dear Dr. Waldman, I have the pleasure of seeing Raymond Keller today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 3-5-2024 because of the dizziness and double vision. Patient has a history of old stroke. Patient was prescribed meclizin without any benefit. MRI of the brain done, which shows a left cerebellar large stroke and a small right cerebellar stroke. He is here today in my office for follow-up. If he open both eyes, he still sees double images, one above the other. He developed a double vision just after the stroke. He was in Alice Hospital and also St. Mary's Hospital. His left side was weak in the hospital. Now it is almost back to normal. He was having headache and dizziness. Still he is dizzy. He tried to wear the eye patch for the last 1 month. He is wearing glasses. They are not helping. He need prism glasses. Also getting vertigo. His left leg is little weak. He has a permanent Foley's catheter. Due to the dizziness, he cannot walk. Past medical history, right-sided stroke with left-sided weakness, diabetic neuropathy, prostatic cancer, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, past surgical history, vasectomy. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication. Tylenol, Aplisol solution, aspirin, 381 mg, one tablet daily, atorvastatin, 80 mg daily. Clopidogrel, 75 mg daily, Dulcolax, Glipizide, Lisinopril, Tamsulosin, insulin, social history, stopped smoking and drinking 20 years ago. He have 2 children. Family history. Father deceased due to stroke, mother deceased due to chronic renal failure. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin. metabolic endocrine, IGR, nose throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal and neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having double vision, dizziness. And headache, physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft wall sound present, next of all, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on the left side, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 5/5 on the right side, left side is -5/5. Deep tender reflexes, upper extremities 2/4, knees 1/4, ankle reflexes absent. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Assessment and plan, 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, left cerebellar large stroke. Number two, small right cerebellar stroke. Number three, diplopia. Number four, vertigo dizziness. Number five, left-sided hearing loss. Number six, peripheral neuropathy. Number seven, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. The importance of good control of diabetes explained to the patient. I advised him to use the eye patch, follow with ophthalmology and ENT. Continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily and Lipitor 80 mg PO daily. I advised him to use a walker or cane. Patient will improve slowly. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months.